is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twins fans didn't see the usual smooth outing from All-Star Joe Ryan last night, and Minnesota fell at home to the A's 6-3. Ryan allowed 5 runs in 4 innings and took the loss, but manager Rocco Baldelli says only 2 of those runs were earned.
We want to hold ourselves to a high standard, and we want to make all the plays for our pitchers, and I think there were worlds where we were through that inning, and they're not putting those runs on the board. Then we're right there in the game. So it wasn't our best day today at the ballpark, really on either side of the ball, but I think we easily could have been right there in the game till the very end if we find a way to make a couple plays.
Ryan allowed 3 runs in that 4th inning. Brooks Lee and Ryan Jeffers each homered in the loss. The AAA Saints beat Round Rock last night 11-4. The Lynx lost in New York last night 85-75. Minnesota guard Courtney Williams led the team with 17 points but says the Liberty were ready to go.
Anytime you coming into anybody home court, they're going to be shot out of a rocket. We just beat them twice, so obviously they want their lick back. So we knew that they was going to come out, hit us in our mouth. I mean, I think we battled back. You know, we battled back. Obviously, halftime, we was down 11. We end up getting it to, what, like 4? I mean, it's hard when you go into the half down. You got to fight yourself out of a hole.
Minnesota still has the best record in the league at 28-6. They'll visit Atlanta tomorrow. The Vikings are looking ahead to Friday's preseason game at Tennessee. Linebacker Bo Richter on his approach to preseason football.
I mean, I kind of treat it the same. It's, you know, preseason's winding down and try to keep your mind here, but the season's right around the corner. So I would just say, for me, I just try to treat it like you know, I treat the preseason weeks and the regular season weeks the same as a guy competing for a spot. So I just kind of do what I do and keep my nose down.
Richter says he knows it's an important game for him. The Vikings will have a training camp workout today and then a travel day tomorrow, heading to Nashville. This is MNN Sports.